Wanda, let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWords.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching?
I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWords.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were talking, you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
That was Ethan Elsie Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Good morning, TBV. We are back with another spontaneous one. Steven Espinosa, the head executive over at Showtime Sports, got into it with Eddie Hearn. Exposed Eddie Hearn, we'll leave that up to you. He definitely shed a bit of light on the scenario. We'll give you all the details. They went back and forth on a Twitter tirade between who was wrong, pointing blame, whether or not these negotiations fell apart purposely or by accident, whether it was Deontay losing his pen or Joshua not knowing what's really going on in his camp. But this is what we'll be talking about this morning on today's TBV in the morning. If you are enjoying this, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button on the way in. Remember, today is Thursday, and we'll be back at 7 p.m. Eastern with our flagship show. And, you know, we'll be here discussing multiple topics at 7 today. A little bit of heavyweight action, promoters versus Showtime execs. Let's do this.
Let's do this. The saga continues. And even though the fight's not happening,
I'm the most brutal, most vicious, and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one to stop me. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their court. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! BoxingWords.com.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. TBV in the morning. Got my cup of coffee. Ready to talk this boxing shit. And the saga continues, man. Saga continues. This is still a blame game. He did this. He didn't do that. The fight ain't happening this year, fellas and ladies. This ain't happening this year, but I guess they still want to clear up on who exactly had the fault in this fight falling through for this year. So can't wait to chop it up with the crowd, boxing fans, and everyone, see what they thinking. I see on the chat, talk is heavy already. You know what I mean? So let's go.
Well, first we have to start off with what initiated Espinosa to attach himself to what seemed like Eddie Hearn taking shots at Wilder. Wilder posted a very long Dear John letter to his fans. I think we should read it. And I quote, "Well, I tried. I tried to give you guys the biggest fight of your lives, the most exciting fight in world history. The first undisputed, undefeated WBC, WBA, WBO, and IBF unified heavyweight champion of the world since Lewis. They tried too, you know. They asked for jungle deep numbers just to get out of the fight, not knowing we were hustlers. So we served them. The money was in the bag. Just like a game of spades, what he do? The nigga reneged, shaking my damn head. Just told a bold-faced lie. He's not a stand-up guy. Instead, he wanted to fight in his country. I respect that. They offered me a flat fee, crackhead money, something that's equivalent to a pack of peanuts plus a loaf of bread and a jar of honey. Look.
That's an expensive jar of honey.
Look, I represent the dirty South, and I'm a product of my environment. Bama is where I am made. No, Bama is where I made it out of. This is survival food. I'm using it too. Oh, no, I'm used to it. So I said, bet, give me the gun. I'll do it. I just basically took the lowest offer in boxing history for a unified title bout. Shaking my head. Brain dead. My team and I bent over backwards, pause, accepting everything they threw at us just to find out this boy is terrified of me, pussy. 3 months of tea parties by grown men. They didn't even have the British hospitality and offer biscuits with tea. Shaking my head. Damn. I said all that past shit to tell the story and to apologize. I'm sorry, guys. They played us all. Fuck them. We'll move forward for the future. It's still bright. 51-0, baby. Let's go. So as soon as he posted that, sly as a fox, Eddie Hearn pops up on his Twitter feed and says, Pinocchio emoji face with the growing nose to insinuate that Deontay.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, sign the contract. Now, here's what Eddie needs to see and the AJ fans, right? Public perception, you can see where that's at. Eddie's a very popular guy. He was live on IG this morning. And he had over 1,200 people live on his IG while driving in the car.
Yeah.
But he only has 995 retweets, 5,000 likes. Just to show you the popularity. Likes and 2,892 retweets. So Eddie really close, not to be a fighter. He's really close to Deontay. He's down by 1,000 on the almost 2,000 on the retweets, almost 2,000 on the likes. So gaining similar popularity, but based on the numbers, seems like public perception lies with Deontay, and they are believing him. And I think that's why Eddie jumped on, did the Pinocchio face, and said, sign the contract. And then Espinoza came along.
Just sent you a video, Ness, on IG. Maybe you want to check that out.
I think I have that. You might be sending me this.
On my shoulder, the fighting man says, "Wilder at Wembley, boom." And then this devil on my shoulder, the manager hat, says, "What's best to guide my career?" So it's playing devil's advocate, putting them together and seeing what works out best for my career. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. So, Wilder at Wembley.
It depends. I think if it's pushed that way, it has to happen. And I just think I'm going to do things my way, innit? If Wilder works, we're going to make it happen. If Wilder isn't the right opponent for next year, then we'll put it back on into 2019. But I'm just going to do things my way. People just can't rush my career. That's one thing I've learned, is that I've got a career. I need to map it out. I'm going to take fights at the right time for me. And if it's next year or the year after or the year after, when I fight him, I'll be in a position to beat him.
I find it funny when you say, even though you're world champion,
yeah,
people don't rush. I don't want people to rush my career. Like, you're still learning. I'm thinking, you're the top of the...
I find it funny, too. What do you mean you don't want to be rushed? You know, it's funny because the UK fans pride themselves on, well, who has Wilder fought? Anthony Joshua's fighting all the top-level opposition except the top of the top. He's fighting everybody except the top. He doesn't want the top of the top. He doesn't want to get to the mountain tippity top. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Listen, man. I'm going to have to hear him out on that. Who wants to rush an ass whooping? Who wants to rush a loss? I mean, look, it was a great opportunity. And like Espinoza mentioned in one of his interviews, I think with Fight Hype, it's always that aura of it not happening because of the dangers that heavyweights face. So, you know, him saying that I don't want to be rushed. Are you a career guy or are you a legacy guy? Do you want the people to, do you want your name to be written with the guy that postponed and kept delaying, or do you want to be the guy? I mean, it depends, man. Depends what kind of guy you want to be. At the end of the day, like Deontay said, it's going to be written in the books. This whole story is going to be written in the books. So what type of guy are you?
That is the truth. All right, so here we are. We're sharing Espinoza's tweet. Let me just zoom in and make it clearer. He piggybacked off of Eddie Hearn. Remember, Eddie Hearn put the emoji Pinocchio, signed a contract to replying to the Bronze Bomber, which is Deontay Wilder. Well, then Steven Espinoza, the head of Showtime, one of the places where we thought this fight may land, you know, in the interview with Coogan, Eddie Hearn says that he was looking to put this fight on September 15th and do it pay-per-view with Showtime. And then he'll contradict himself last night, a few hours ago, here on Twitter when that topic comes up with Espinoza. But let's begin. Espinoza, 4 hours ago, because this was happening while you guys were, you know, sleeping. So this is why TBV is here for you. So you could drive to work. You don't have to drive and read and drive and be on your phone. You just plug it in and listen, because TBV is... So, you know, we got you covered. So Steven Espinoza, quote, retweets Eddie Hearn and says, nobody signs the first draft of a contract, especially on a big fight. Surely you know that, or is this your first international pay-per-view? Oh, sorry, it is your first. You'll learn eventually.
Got him.
So Eddie will later come back, and hopefully we can find that. Eddie will later come back and say something like, you know, who said it was international pay-per-view? Very presumptuous of you. But that's what I don't get. Like, you said it was pay-per-view, and that's what you were pushing for until Canelo and Triple G became official. So I don't get it. You even said it was going to be a Showtime pay-per-view. It's like on video. I don't get it.
Eddie said this on video, huh?
Yes.
We gotta check that out so they could be believers.
So look, so somebody, one of the flunkies came at Espinoza and said, like the notorious MMA said, you sit down and shut your fucking mouth, you weasel. And Steven Espinoza said, and he'll cash the checks I signed. Ooh.
You can talk hot on the internet, boy. That's that goofy shit. We ain't in the lab, boy.
Who the fuck cashed the checks, huh? Like, talk that goofy shit if you want. Espinoza got you covered, baby. So,
did you want me to read the exact quote from Eddie? Said, who said it was going to be an international pay-per-view? Very presumptuous of you, dear boy. Have you lost your tits?
So here's another one. He says, number one, fact. Wilder, and this is Steven Espinoza to Eddie Hearn. Number one. Actually, Eddie Hearn responds to him. He says, I'm responding to comments that proof of funds were provided. That's number one. No, they weren't. Number two, I asked for a contract. This was flat out refused. Number three, Deontay have a contract with Showtime? Question mark. Number four, good night. So basically he's trying to say or insinuate, are you defending Deontay because he's, you know, obligated to the network? He's also fishing to get that information. Remember, yesterday he made a $5 million offer to fight on DAZN with the opponent of their liking, but they both have to agree on the opponent. He already agreed on Brazil, and if he doesn't want Brazil, they have to agree on the next guy. So Eddie, at the same time, taking shots, but also trying to get info. So Steven responds to him and says, hate to interrupt with actual facts, but Wilder did offer you mutually acceptable security, which could include a guarantee. Wilder did send a detailed term sheet and you acknowledge receipt. Both were in writing and easily verifiable. You didn't respond substantially to either. So, like, basically, it seems like what one party is blaming the other, they're both doing it. Like, they're both.
That's what I see, Ness. I see just a back and forth thing still. I mean, I can honestly say that it doesn't even fucking matter now. Like, the fans are already moving on. And both of you guys, hell of a fucking hat trick you did on the public. Whether it be whose fault or what fault, the fight didn't happen. So it's both of your motherfuckers' fault. You know? So let's just move on with these new fights that are coming along. We're going to sit here and just try to see who had the most blame. I mean, it's obvious to me by now. And I mean this, and I'm talking to my UK crowd too. Where the AJ Protect is at, like, the proof is in the pudding. They could have made the fight happen if they really wanted to. They didn't make it happen. They had other plans for AJ. Now AJ goes on saying in an interview that no one will, you know, rush his career. Nobody's gonna.
But he's been said that. That was in October 2017. I'm pretty sure that's an old clip, unless he just did a new Johnny Nelson interview.
I mean, even if it's old or new, we already know where his mindset is at. He's going along with the game plan of his managers and promoters. He's a career guy. He's going to listen to them.
But I tried.
He's not. I mean, I don't know if he's that guy that's going to take this huge risk.
I tried to tell the public that the man said he wants to be a billion-dollar fighter. How do you become a billion-dollar fighter if you're taking risks?
Now, you know, I've heard of Hearns talking about going into other regions in the world, fighting in Africa, fight, you know, looking forward to AJ's future, right? But it's like this legacy fight is here and now.
What do you mean looking forward to his future, fighting in Africa, fighting in these countries when he's scared to come to America for $50 million? He's going to be fucking Africa for what, peanuts?
I have no idea. I mean, and the only thing I could, you know, come to realization is that it's a dangerous fight for AJ. And AJ, it's a dangerous fight for Deontay. So, you know, this would have been a fucking great, great ending if this fight would have happened for this year, because everybody would have been satisfied and we would have been so excited to see it. It didn't happen. So now who's to blame for the contract this, contract that? Listen, I'm going to go ahead and you can call me a Wilder fan if you want, but I'm looking at the facts, you know? And what people say.
What are the facts?
Well, the fact is that, you know, you don't sign a contract on a huge contract like that on the first sending of the contract, especially when it doesn't have a venue or a date. So it's like everybody's blaming. I mean, both parties seem to be blaming each other for things that weren't in the contract, things that you're not supposed to do. Like I said, I'm looking forward to the fights that they're going to happen now. And hopefully these guys get through their opponents and this fight still happens for 2019. Hell of a hat trick you guys pulled, though. Hell of a hat trick.
Now, I see the online chatter, and it's more about, oh, this probably helped build the fight. It's bigger now because of this. Do you believe that notion?
It's bigger because of this? I mean, I can believe that because these are huge boxing stars, the heavyweights. You already know, the ones that garner the most attention. So obviously, this fight is only going to get bigger. I'm not going to sit here and argue that. But if it doesn't get bigger, it's going to be because one of these guys lost. And if they lose, that's it. It's over. That $50 million, gone. Any other fantasy fight that you had in your mind of putting it here or going there, it's over. You know, it's not going to have the same luster to it. So, you know, we're pretty much in a danger zone now for this fight happening. And thanks to both parties.
Now, like, if you're Wilder, this is the best thing that could have happened to you, except for getting the fight, right? Like, outside of getting the fight, coming out of this and, you know, having public perception in your favor, it works for you. But I think that, you know, we spoke about it yesterday on the potential Brazil fight. And I think that's where he's going to lose that fan backing. I know you felt a different way, and I'm pretty sure you've seen the comments this morning.
Absolutely.
No one agrees with you and the fact that Brazil, you felt, was tougher than Povetkin.
Yeah, you know, I got heat for that when I picked Brazil against AJ. Listen, I'm an underdog picker. I mean, I tell Ness and I used to tell Maddie, I sometimes pick from the heart. But if I'm going to be a betting man and you're asking me as a betting man, I'm going to give you the facts. You know what I'm saying? Brazil, I just feel like the guy's a big guy. I like the way he punches to the body. I don't know. I feel like not everybody's going to have that clear record with the O. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everybody has their path, and Brazil has his own path, man. You know what I mean? I just
feel like the pendulum is going to swing once Anthony actually faces Povetkin. Povetkin is a dangerous guy. You know, whether that danger comes to your mind due to, you know, testing positive numerous times, or it comes to your mind because of the, you know, elite level heavyweights that he's knocked out. But Povetkin is some sort of danger, and I don't think that Deontay could face another guy that replicates that danger unless he's rematching Luis Ortiz. And honestly, why rematch Ortiz? I mean, I get it. There's a few people out there, definitely not enough people, saying that the fight should have been stopped in the seventh.
I actually don't even see as Povetkin being a threat to AJ, man.
What? AJ's,
I really you're gonna, and when the fight does happen, you guys could check me on this, but I don't see Povetkin being a danger at all to AJ. AJ's gonna hurt that guy. AJ's taller, longer.
Yeah, but he didn't fight taller in the Joseph Parker fight. That's a similar body style to
Yeah, Joseph Parker, for me, though, is a lot quicker than Povetkin on his ability to close the distance.
Yeah.
So I'll give Parker that, you know, levels above Povetkin. Povetkin has the power shot. Remember, guys, that's what he has. He has his power shots. And he's going to run into a right hand before he thinks he's going to land that left hook on AJ. AJ's going to hurt that guy. So, you know, I'm not seeing it as like they're painting it to be. Yeah, he's a gold medalist. Look, I don't get lost in the luster of, what he's doing and what he did. I take it to account. But when I see two fighters fight each other, it styles makes fights. And I have to see it for what it is. Reach, height, you know, power, all that other good stuff. And I see AJ just in levels above Povetkin in that fight.
Well, I mean, I guess let's play the audio one last time and then go to the callers.
On my shoulder, the fighting man says, "Wild at Wembley, boom." And then this devil on my shoulder, the manager hat, says, "What's best to guide my career?" So it's playing devil's advocate, putting them together and seeing what works out best for my career. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. So, Wilder
at
Wembley.
It depends. I think if it's pushed that way, it has to happen. And I just think I'm going to do things my way, innit? If Wilder works, we're going to make it happen. If Wilder isn't the right opponent for next year, then we'll put it back into 2019. But I'm just going to do things my way. People just can't rush my career. That's one thing I've learned, is that I've got a career. I need to map it out. I'm going to take fights at the right time for me. And if it's next year or the year after, when I fight him, I'll be in a position to beat.
I find it funny when you say, even though you're world champion,
yeah,
people don't rush. I don't want people to rush my career. Like, you're still learning. I'm thinking.
I love that I listened to that a second time, because he said, when I fight him, I'm in a position to beat him. Meaning, I ducked him because I don't feel I can beat him. You get it?
That's right.
That's fucking crazy.
It's all in the words, man. It's all in the words and how people talk and what they saying.
Yo, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're Anthony Joshua, it's like me and you. Before this shit, we was friends. So it's like, how do you see shit on the internet and not tag me? Like, yo, Ness, what the fuck is this? Like, why is this nigga calling you a pussy? Why is he saying you a bitch-ass coward? Like, why are you not saying anything anyway? Why is this other guy talking for you? Like, I don't understand nothing that's going on here, except you are the golden goose. Let us take the blame. We will be your passions of Christ. We will take all the whipping for you. all the backlash. You just keep going to Dubai, take pictures with your friends. You
chilling.
Have, you have fun. I will take the backlash. I am Eddie Hearn. Fast Car Eddie gets in the driver's seat. I will tell people what I need them to repeat like parrots, and I will control the Walking Dead. Let's go out to the callers. You got something?
Nah, just saying, Eddie, handle all my bullshit. I've got time for that. That's what AJ's doing in Dubai right now.
That's all, you know. I mean, I hear he's training because he wants to stay focused on what's next. But, you know, anyway, we're going to head on out to the callers and the sponsors. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Don't be a keyboard warrior, fat apples. Call the fuck in. How many episodes are you going to listen to before you grow a pair? Why is it that the UK don't have balls? It's like 5 UK callers, but 13,000 UK comments. Fuck, man. Somebody grow a pair. AJ already proved he has none. Where are the UK callers that can actually speak and it be their own thoughts, not Eddie's regurgitated statements? You know, just saying. I'm challenging you, that's all.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
I know one guy who's not scared, but he's one of the five. You know what I mean? He's the captain of the AJ. Well, he's not really the captain because I want to say Alexander Bully is the captain, but this guy's got to be the CEO or some shit. Mike, what's up, brother? Good morning. Well, for you, good afternoon, right? What is it, like 1:42 over there?
Yeah, nearly 3 o'clock. Hi, guys. You know, what can I say about this? Yeah, I've got so much.
Let me interview you. I didn't even run the clock. Let me interview you here. So, do you think that the Showtime executive that's been doing business with Anthony Joshua for his last 3 fights, and the Showtime executive that has recordly done the biggest pay-per-views in the last 20 years, doesn't know about signing big-time contracts?
You know,
let me just remind you, Espinoza is part of Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd and Floyd versus McGregor, the 2 highest grossing pay-per-views in the world. UK is included in the world, just letting you know. Go ahead.
You know what? I think that Espinoza, of course, he knows about how to do big fights. However, you know, I think this has come out because I think what's happened is that Eddie's signed with DAZN. Joshua is going to go to DAZN and is going to make the fight with Wilder a lot harder because Wilder's going to be in Showtime and it's going to be in DAZN. And Espinoza sounds like he's pissed off, but he's like, fuck it. I'm going to fucking fuck your life up and just type in and be keyboard warrior. And that's what it sounds like to me based on this. Because obviously, unless a miracle happens, I don't see Eddie Hearn going with Showtime after this back and forth. I don't know what your opinion of that is, but that's what it sounded like to me based on the exchange that they had. So, you know, that's my opinion on it. In regards to
Now, one moment. I just want to see how good your memory is. Do you ever recall Nestor Gibbs saying, this fight isn't happening. When the contract is up, Eddie's going to take Joshua to HBO or somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you on that. There's no disagreement on that. I mean, when he signed that $1 billion deal with DAZN, I knew anyways. I don't know everybody else, but I knew really that it wasn't going to go back to Showtime. It was $1 billion deal. I mean, do you know that is... That's without saying. So we knew that. But because he's onto a different provider, like DAZN or whatever it is, it doesn't mean that the fight can't happen. Like Manny Pacquiao, Mayweather, they're all different and it happened. Do you know what I mean? So if they want to make it happen, they will make it happen. You know? So, I mean, Espinoza, going back to what Espinoza said. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, what Espinoza has said in regards to the comments that he's made hasn't changed my opinion, because I think he's doing it because he knows that Eddie Hearn has taken AJ away and he's pissed off. So I don't really take that as a pinch of salt. What I have to do is cut all the bullshit, because it's who said this, he said that, he did this, he did that. There's so much things going out and about across the media. We have to cut all through that bullshit and get straight to the point. Get straight to exactly what's going on. Look at common sense. Forget I'm from Britain. Forget you're from America. Forget you're, you know, wilder, you know, biased. Fair enough. You look, look, I'm not going to hate for that. And, you know, you can say I'm an AJ protector or whatever. Look through the bullshit and come to the
But Michael, all right, let's do that together. Let's do that together. Yeah. The UK's narrative is Wilder doesn't make any money. He's poor, so he's begging for this fight. He's yelling at the top of his lungs because he doesn't make the money that AJ has. He wants AJ's life, and he wants it desperately. Can we agree on that? That's the narrative.
I think that's the narrative, right?
I mean, narrative. Yeah. It's a gist. I'm not saying it's 100% accurate, but it's a generalization gist of what the UK narrative is about Wilder and why he so desperately wants this fight. So we agree on that, right?
That's the gist.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so now we're also going to agree that according to reports, media, and Eddie Hearn, Wilder never made over $2.5 million.
I mean, based on the reports, yeah, who knows what they make from the other ends and the back end, what you guys are talking about, who knows?
Exactly. No, listen, we're going to believe everything we've been believing. He's never made more than 2.5. If he doesn't want to write it down and the commission reports it, well, we only know what you're reporting. That's all you're making. So Wilder's never made the amount of money that Joshua's made, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Wilder obviously doesn't live the life that Joshua lives, right? Because they're two different tax brackets, right?
No. I mean, look. End of the day, if I was getting 2.5 million, I'll be happy. Do you know what I mean?
No, you'll be happy. You'll be happy. No, listen, you will be happy, but you are a millionaire. But why? But Joshua is a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you've made in your career, Joshua made in one day of work.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, the narrative.
Joshua could go stay in Dubai for the next year. Wilder might have to think about staying in Dubai for the next year.
Okay.
So I say all that to say this. Why would the poor man, right? Why would the poor man who so desperately wants the rich man's life, who also has six children, who also accepted the low ball offer that we all let's stop there though. Do you agree that 15 million is a low ball offer? Or do you think 15 million flat is a good offer?
I think, look, let me explain this in this way. 15 million, I mean, depends, 15 million, you know, I think is a good offer. However, the situation is this. Whether I think is a good offer, whether you think is a bad offer, whether Shelley thinks is a bad offer, the fact is that Wilder accepted it.
Absolutely. But that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going now. Now, we both know whether you want to agree or not. I mean, it's fact, right? That there's never been another super fight that doesn't get back end money. There's no flat fee super fight. It just doesn't happen. But he did that. He accepted that. Something that's unheard of. So you, as a grown-ass man, how do you still side with Eddie Hearn? How could you believe Eddie when you got a guy going to enemy territory, right? You got a guy taking substantially less for a super fight. I hope I don't need to tell you what all the other super fights have made. You know, like, let's just go back to Oscar De La Hoya and poor Bernard Hopkins, who first received his biggest payday ever was $30 million versus $10 million on HBO. Remember?
Whoa.
So, you know, just think about it. I mean, Bernard got $10 million 20 years ago to fight Oscar. They're offering the heavyweight champion of the world $15 million 20 years later.
And that doesn't include inflation.
Okay. Now you said your piece. Now, let me explain it to you like this. Now, first off, let me make clear. All right. I do believe that Wilder wants to fight AJ. Yeah, I do believe that. When you say people say he's ducking. When I say ducking, I don't mean Wilder himself. I believe that his team around him don't want this fight. I believe that Shelley Finkel don't want this to happen right now. That's my belief what's going on. Because I'm comparing this situation, yeah, to the same situation with the Chris Eubank Jr. situation where the fighter wants the fight to happen. He's trusted his advisor or Shelley Winkle, whatever his name is, to do the negotiations. He's fucked it up. And now he's gone back to Wilder and you know, played with the truth a little bit to try and make it like, okay, yeah, I did my best. But Eddie Hearn fucked it up.
Yo,
that's what I think. Because that's what I personally think.
I was holding you at such a high regard this morning. You almost went a whole call, and I didn't time you. So probably you probably went a legitimate TBV call without reciting Eddie words, but you had to. He had to use the Chris Bank fucking Chris Eubank. He had to use the Chris Eubank analogy that Eddie used yesterday. You didn't even let the fucking quotes last 24 hours without reusing them. Crazy.
You have to admit. Some of the things, obviously, you have to admit, some of the things that he has said make sense. Because even if you do contract, because I've got relatives who work in law. And if you got, and Espinosa...
You know what makes sense to me, Mike? You know what makes sense to me? What makes sense to me is that he is right. I don't think Shelley was cool in taking long. Like, if you got an issue on Sunday, tell me Monday. You know, send that email Sunday night. Let me wake up to a Sunday morning. I know there's a time difference. Why do I got to wait till Friday? No clue. No clue at all. But what upsets me is we all know as grown men that Eddie could just simply tell the WBA because Coogan pushed him. Credit to fucking Coogan. He just keeps, you know, doing a great job.
He was asking all the hard questions.
Said, listen, are they really going to strip him? He said, no, probably not. Would they really not give you another extension? I don't know, mate. I already asked for 7 extensions. You know, it's like, yo, this is the biggest fight in the world. Like UK fans are acting like this is nothing. No, it's something. It's the biggest fight in the world. We don't want to jeopardize AJ getting dropped by Povetkin and losing luster. We don't want to jeopardize Wilder getting another fucking broken something. Like, why are you guys not thinking like that?
And this is where I agree in a certain extent to what you're saying in regards to now, if they could get extension, he said in the interview, would they strip him? No. So that means that, okay, they could have waited longer to get to make this fight happen if they wanted to. So I agree to you in that aspect. However, I can see where he's getting pissed off because if you have got 2 issues with the contract and Wilder's on your call on the Boxing Voice and mentioned the 2 things, which I was like, you know, look, I forgive Wilder because he's going off of what Shelley Finkel said. But if you're good at your job, yeah, and you have those 2 issues, you're telling me you're going to wait until Friday to send it when you knew straight away what it was. And Eddie Hearn has probably went, you know what? Fuck you. You fucking waiting 5 days to get the shit done. I ain't wasting time.
There was a weekend.
Eddie Hearn is saying fuck you way back in May when he was in fucking Russia signing contracts with Alexander Povetkin and
Vladimir Robinski.
Everybody has a contingency plan. Same thing when Puller pulled out.
But Michael, that's been my narrative all along. It's been my narrative all along that he always wanted another fight. That he always wanted to grab the money that's laying on the floor before getting into the dangerous fight. And everybody said, no, Ness, you're a clown. AJ's going to fight him. He's had 3 unifications or he's done this before Wilder. Why would he be afraid? But yet he's not fighting him.
But yeah, so what Wilder's fighting Brazil, we all know this. So they had a deal in place to fight Brazil. So yeah, they did the same thing. What's the difference?
Yeah, word is born, Mike. You messed it up for everybody. We're switching it to drive-by because of you. Mike, have a good morning, brother. I'm fucking with you, man. It's always a pleasure, man. Everybody doesn't get to hang out like that, you know what I mean? But Mike's a good guy, and we needed to start to show off on the right foot. We're going to go out to Ohio, unless my co-host wants to jump in before we get to more callers. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. I want all those keyboard warriors to grow a fucking pair. I think that's going to be our new slogan. Hashtag grow a pair.
Grow a pair.
Call. Like, I don't get it. It's like, yo, you can call. Like, you can say what you're typing. Like, why crash? You know, half of you are driving. Half of you are on fucking small-ass mobile phones. Call. Pussy.
Who's right and who's wrong?
They don't want to call.
Who's right and who's wrong? I mean, I see it on the chat, though. I know my AJ, a.k.a. Protectors, my UK crowd is up this morning. And it's morning for us. They're at lunchtime right now.
A UK caller hit me up on Twitter. He's like, hey, Ness, why don't you get a WhatsApp number so the UK could call in? I said, because Skype has a number.
Just download Skype. That's all y'all got to do.
Anyway.
Add Nesta Gibbs.
Ohio, wake up.
If you don't like I know, you should lie low. Killer, I used to get it in Ohio.
Give me a second. I'm going to get another cup of coffee. We chilling with TBV in the morning.
Jay Will, what up, baby? Man? Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Morning, man. Y'all, man, I like the way you stand on these dudes next, Ness, man. Keep it up. But the one thing I think is funny, man, is how you low-key checked an entire country, man. You checked an entire country because none of these clowns will call in, because if they really – are going to try to say they're going to talk about this whole AJ Deontay thing, totally unbiased. They can't do it without being intellectually dishonest, man. I mean, like your boy Michael that was just on the phone. I mean, if you want to just avoid everything that's happened since all these talks has begun, and then only want to talk about Shelly and him not doing his job, but you want to forget everything else that's transpired prior to that, it's like, man, you being intellectually dishonest. And it's just, it's sad that y'all trying to do that from the UK and y'all expose yourself because none of y'all can call, like Ness said, but that's my call.
Yeah, that's the saddest part, man, because it's so many of them. Like, they're in the comment section and it's like, you know, oh, the host is shit, the host is bi-, but like, call in. And, you know, look, I talk over Michael, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't cut people off, but normally, like, 99.9% of the time, I give that person more time because I'm conscious. I cut you off, bro. Plus, I want to debate. We spicing things up, like my Brazilian says. Got to spice it up a little bit. Spice it up. So that's what we do. You know what I mean? I cut Mike off. I let him come back. I don't know. I give him as much time as I can. And he gets it off his chest, you know? So I just want you guys to grow a pair, you know? Like my man, Hurricane Ray. He's all the way in Miami. We're going to go over there and see how he's doing. Hurricane Ray, how's the weather, bro? You know, I always want to know. I'm actually out there in a fucking couple of days. You know, I was checking the calendar. It's like, holy shit, Ness. Next Wednesday, you're gone.
You already know. You got to hit me up, man. The weather's beautiful. It rains, but, you know, nothing stopping us out here from getting out and about. Listen, man, let me go off, man. I wanted you to play that AJ soundbite that you got of him saying, let's go, Wilder. Let's go, Wilder.
Because Wilder, let's go, baby. Yo, let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What a fucking clown. This guy, bro. This guy nearly fucking Hearn parlayed this fucking promotional fucking bullshit to fucking get that $1 billion contract, man. Hey, man. Fucking kudos to Hearn on that shit. Bro, this nigga, bro, this fucking dude, bro. I'm fucking heated, bro. This motherfucker Eddie Hearn is the world's best fucking shit deflector I ever fucking seen in my fucking life. Kudos to that motherfucker. You know when this fight's gonna happen? In motherfucking Wakanda. That means never. Because that motherfucker AJ is shell-shocked. You know why? Because he got dropped twice. Listen, man, hit me up. You know I gotta go on my Chris Legend shit. Yo, that motherfucker, yo, that motherfucker was crazy. But
what did I walk into?
But yo, that's it, man.
Hurricane Ray bringing yo, the fucking hurricane, baby. Thank you for calling in. We going out to Denver, the Mile High City. What up, Rick?
Yo, Ness, how you guys doing this morning?
We're good, brother.
We're good, man.
Wish I was in Denver with you right now, lighting one, but it's all right.
It's the place.
Rick, you there? Don't lose me, Rick. Rick, you want us to come back to you, player?
He in a hurricane right now.
Cops behind you, can't talk. I got you, baby. We'll be back. We'll be back. Remind me to go to Rick here.
Got you.
So, yeah, man, you walked into hurricane. Ray Hurricane. Nah, man, it's the frustrations, bro. People are not happy, man. Let me see what we got here. 917-379. Who's this? 917.
Hey, I'm here.
What's up, brother?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Who's this, KM Star?
Yo, what's going on? Yeah, it is. I pinged the chat in YouTube. I'm actually on the phone and casting to my TV. Good show. You know, I think you guys are covering and proving the point really strongly that these guys are ducking Wilder as hard as possible. But I think you're not really emphasizing what's going on from the business side as much as you could be. Like when Steven Espinoza gets involved here, what you really see here is business treachery. Never mind just ducking a fighter. Basically, Espinoza and Showtime have been probably the biggest champions of boxing for the past year plus, right? HBO's kind of pulled their budget back and Showtime has been continuously investing. And one of the things they've been investing is international broadcast, as you know. Clearly, they've been putting their money and their mouth behind a heavyweight showdown. They show all the Wilder fights and they've been showing the Joshua fights with very specific intent that one day these two guys would meet. Now, when you had another show where you covered Eddie Hearn going off and trying to do that blazing or whatever it's called, you know, how do you call it, streaming app deal. Think about this. Joshua basically is the centerpiece. He's the actual cornerstone that Eddie Hearn needs for that to actually come to fruition. He needs a big name star that people will actually pay to subscribe to watch this streaming service on. So really what Eddie Hearn has done is taken Showtime money to help subsidize his own business venture and then go into direct competition with them. This is his real ambition. And if Joshua gets fucking blasted out, which we know will happen if he fights Wilder, it diminishes his star power and his ability to pump up that streaming service. This is the long play that Eddie Hearn is doing. It's intelligent for him, but he could have. What he did in the meantime was collect dollars from people and lie to them and pretend that he was going to sign a fight that he wasn't ever intending to sign. What he's really looking to do is just like Showtime needed Floyd to be the centerpiece for their buildup, you know, when Espinosa first started, to build their boxing program, he needs Joshua that way. And right now, it's not the time for Eddie Hearn to see his man take a loss, right?
So he's protecting his golden goose.
Let me tell you something, KM Star. You offer Wilder $15 million, right? Hoping that he doesn't accept it so that you can prolong that fight from happening. You get Anthony Joshua on DAZN established, and then you promote the big fight of the last decade on DAZN, driving subscribers to DAZN. Why you think that one of his tweets yesterday was, does Deontay have a contract with Showtime? Because he's dying to get him on DAZN. Even though he did say yesterday that he would take
absolutely
the fight. Well, he did say yesterday that both men are not obligated to anyone and he will take the fight to whatever network pays the highest. But DAZN's got $1 billion for boxing, so they're paying the highest.
Yep, that's what it is. That's what it is right there. And that probably is right on his plan for 2019 that he had in his mind the whole time, period. You know, he can't say that. He has to pretend that he wants to make the fight. So that's it. That's all I wanted to emphasize and call out. That's what's going on here. And hopefully you guys, whatever this fight, if it ever happens, A, you know, plan to be in the UK if it happens there or here, wherever it might be. And I hope you guys work up some good t-shirts, you know, with, you know, how do you call it? You know, AJ pretenders and duckers on it. We need that, you know, because I definitely want my shirt that says that when I show up at the ring for that fight.
Definitely, definitely. We're going to create a ruckus if this happens in the UK. We'll be out there with all the UK fans out there drinking brewskis. Hopefully I don't get at us and shit.
So what'd you think of his theory? I like that.
You know what? Referring to what he just said, totally on point from a business point of view. It really does make sense to protect your golden goose, so to speak. You know what I mean? You don't want to, and even if you were going to introduce him, you know, even if there was a possibility that you could introduce AJ and Wilder on the zone and was in some sort of deal, you still risk him losing, you know, on the zone. And once you lose, then, you know, he doesn't have his golden goose.
No, if he loses on the zone, at least the rematch is on the zone, maybe, you know what I mean?
But they don't want to lose yet. They don't want to lose yet. They don't want to take the big risk.
Listen, you could lose to Wilder. There's a rematch. You could lose there. Pacquiao lost to Marquez, man. They did it 4 times. You could lose. Canelo lost, and he's still the biggest pay-per-view star. People try to act like it's Joshua. No, it's Canelo. But listen, we got another caller, and it's 904-370. Let me know your name, brother. We don't have you, but we will have you logged in now. 904-370, who's this?
Go back to Rick, remember.
904-370. Going once? Really? 904? What's up? Who's this?
Hey, man. Hey, I believe AJ is on fucking PEDs,
Who's this, man?
Come on.
Give me your name first.
This Black Tank Bailey from Jacksonville, Florida, homie.
Down south repping.
Hold on. Black Tank Bailey?
Yes, from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right.
Salute.
Yeah, you know, PEDs, man. $50 million, man. You don't turn it. You can't. Hey, come on, man. $50 million. Then the man agreed to whatever you say to fight in your backyard, and you still ducking? Man, that dude on PEDs, and it takes like 6 months to cycle off of it, man. He's shrinking right now, man. Come on, man.
That's garbage.
Ass juice. Big stank pussy, man. That's what he is, a big stank pussy. And the whole UK is fucking scared that they're going to be put into a depression just like Tank did against Walsh, whatever the fuck his name is. And just like Errol Spence did to goddamn Kell Brook. Put their ass in the depression. They need a whole team of psychiatrists to go to the UK and talk to these people if Wilder is going to fight them, man, because he's going to throw the whole economy into a depression over there. They fucking scared.
Well, all right.
That's my call.
Black Tank Bailey in Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
We got Black Tank Bailey. All right. Yo, we got so many numbers that that aren't here, bro.
394 watching. Let's hit that like button, guys. You help us with the visibility of the show. It's a quick tappity tap on that thumbs up. Tappity tap.
Simple tap.
Tap tap.
Very simple.
So we got a couple of theories, you know what I'm saying? With, KM coming in with a business theory of what Eddie's plans are and what why he's doing what he's doing, and it makes sense. Obviously, you know, it's all about the moolah. It's all about the money. And I guess that AJ's all about the moolah. Don't rush my career. They're going to do what they want to do.
But I always knew it was about that. Listen, think about it. When's the last time you seen a fighter make that much money? And, you know, Floyd Mayweather,
yeah.
Canelo Alvarez, like, you know, when you're making that much, you got to rake it in, bro. And there's no – listen, I would do it. I'm sitting here telling you he's ducking, but if I was AJ, I'm doing it. I got a family to feed. I need all the money I could fucking get. And I understand it. And see, me, even though I would be AJ in this scenario, I still would be a conscious individual. And I know that Wilder's dangerous. So, yeah, let Eddie deflect for me. Let me get these Povetkins out the way. I know Dillian White, Joseph Parker rematch is coming. That's coming. I told you Povetkin was coming. Dillian White, Joseph Parker rematch? Man, that shit is in stone. Now, let me tell you something. If somehow Tyson Fury wins in August and gets that third fight in December, oh, shit. Wilder fight off the table. Wilder fight off the table. Because you could do the Fury fight in Wembley in April. You feel me? And even if Joshua loses, they could do it again in September. You know, because the rematch would be bigger. No way. And it's domestic. You kidding me? Shit. Real. We got a lot of Skype callers calling. I'm going to check them out. See if we got some UK guys over here. Let me see what we got. We got our co-host. Let's get on out to him while he's working his day job out there putting in that good work.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predict it's going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get my face out.
BoxingWiz.com.
Anybody on the super chat, Ness?
How you doing?
What's up, brother?
How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
Espinoza is a fucking weasel. What does he know about making big fights? He knows how to put them on TV. That's it.
Fucking McGregor made that shit stick.
Now listen. Let's forget all that's gone in the past. And quickly, let's go.
Hold on a minute, Rob. Hey, Prince, please mute yourself until we go to you. And anyone else on Skype, if you're not muted, I'm sorry. I will have to eject you even if you don't know how to mute. But it's that big button with an X going through the mic. That means mute.
Yeah, very quickly, the caller that just said AJ's juicing. Is that his own opinion or is it just because Wilder's told Michelle Phelps that's what he thinks? We're all accused of following what Eddie Hearn says. Maybe he thinks that because Wilder said it to Michelle Phelps the other day. But look, bottom line, there's only one man with a contract in front of him that he agreed to, and it just isn't signed. Simple as that. It was going to be next.
You know, it's not signed by either man, right?
Well, Wilder sent it back with his signature on. AJ puts his on. If it turned out that AJ then dragged his
ear, I don't know, Rob. Does AJ really put his signature? Because all I heard in yesterday's interview was they can send it. There's no deadline. And I will sign it right here on IFL. Sky Sports will get mad, but I'll sign it right here. You'll get a shitload of views, but I'll sign it right here. Never Anthony Joshua, because the way that he talks for Anthony, I guess he motherfucking signs for Anthony, pisses for Anthony. And I don't know. He might be fucking for Anthony, too, the way he ain't been showing up.
Who signs draft contracts?
Maybe that's why Eddie Hearn's the best promoter in the world and looks after his fighter's career. But I don't want to hear it, Naz, but I've just got to do my side of things. And I think all this, the 50 million offer, right, that's all in the past. I know it was offered and it looked like, oh, shit, they offered it. I wasn't expecting that. Whatever. The current situation is Deontay had a contract in front of him with two little issues that were a problem, and it was going to take 5 days to get back to Eddie about those problems. It wasn't even coming back signed. It was coming back with some notes on it. So you can call AJ the duck if you want. I just don't see it. If there's a duck anywhere, it's that side of the pond, not ours. But as far as Espinoza getting involved, he just wants it on his network. That's it.
Rob. Have you ever heard this?
I mean, doesn't Eddie want it on his network?
Oh, right, Wembley, boom. And then this devil on my shoulder, the manager hat says, what's best to guide my career? So it's playing devil's advocate, putting them together and seeing what works out best for my career. Do you know what I mean?
Wilder at Wembley?
It depends, I think.
You heard him say that he'd rather not fight Wilder, right? Till he's ready?
How long ago?
Till he's ready.
How old is that interview? If he wasn't ready, they wouldn't send a contract, right?
Well, that's the whole reason that they sent contract that needed revisions and they sent slave contracts.
about a rematch. That when does a B-side ever get the rematch in the clause?
There's no such thing as a B-side in a unification, Bobby. There is in the sense of money, but not rematch clauses. Think about it.
If that's the side, but we all know Deontay is the B-side in this fight.
He's definitely the B-side. That's why he took the low money. That's why he took the low money to show you that he wanted to fight, though.
And that's why B-sides don't get rematches.
Hey, get out of here.
B-sides without a belt, but when you're a champion, you can negotiate a rematch clause. Like, that's why Joshua has one.
But that was the one thing they didn't agree on, but they were going to go ahead with. So it was just all this about the date and venue. Come on.
What is it? What was it? Why didn't this fight happen, Robbie? Why didn't it happen?
You know what I don't get, Doomy, is like, how do guys like Rob and the rest of the UK not see it? Like, the A side, who's allegedly not afraid, doesn't want a rematch. And if he does,
exactly the same thing. And if he does
want a rematch, it's up to his discretion. It's like, depending on how hard that fight was, I'll let you know.
But this side of the pond, we think exactly the same thing. Why don't you see it?
It smells fishy across the other side of the pond, right?
The UK guys calling in saying,
How could I see it, Rob?
And the Americans saying that side.
How could I see it? One guy already showed he had a pussy between his legs when he said, I'd rather take less money in my country
to fight in front of his own fans.
Dude, Floyd Mayweather never made 50 mil guaranteed until he started doing the Pacquiao and the McGregor fights, bro. He was getting 32.
He never left his backyard.
He was getting 32 mil. Okay.
And he never left Las Vegas either, did he?
Las Vegas isn't his home. You forgot? He's the same place from Clarissa Shields.
Yeah, he's from Michigan, but obviously, does he not live there now or something? Does he not got a house there?
Okay, so Wilder has a house in L.A. That makes him from L.A.?
No, I'm sure
Porter, Porter was born in Akron. Porter was born in Akron, Ohio. Does that make him from Las Vegas? Because that's where he moved to? Like, I'm trying to move. Is it going to make me where I'm from when I move? Get out of here with that.
Well, if you ask me where I'm from, I'm going to tell you where I live. But
where you live?
Yeah, but anyway.
Well, that's totally. I mean, I guess it's like that for the UK. Maybe it's a cultural thing, right? You ask me where I'm from, I'm going to say I'm Dominican.
what's your nationality?
You know what I'm saying? Where you from? I'm Dominican. Right. Oh, where you live at? In New Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Well, Floyd never left America then.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, Floyd, you know, Floyd was always that's. I mean, he had a thing with
Joshua. You can't compare Joshua to Floyd. You got to compare Canelo to Floyd. You know that, right? Like, you guys are delusional with that. Your man did less views. About? He did less views on Showtime than Clarissa Shields.
Shout out to Clarissa Shields, man. They did some pretty.
How often do we talk about it not being on prime time?
Oh shit!
This was a weekend with no other fights going on, and Clarissa Shields was on TV.
Yo, that was hilarious, yo.
Then you got
Clarissa. Clarissa's reposting it like she's super happy.
Of course she is. Fair play to her. I'm not discrediting the number she's pulled. She's an exciting fighter that, you know, is obviously doing good numbers. But my point is, you're trying to find everything now just to, I don't know, belittle AJ's career when...
No, listen, Rob, you want me to tell you the truth?
You're trying to win an argument.
Absolutely not. Check it out. Look, facts are this. AJ has the better resume. That's the facts.
Right.
That's the facts. Yep. Facts is he has the better resume. He has more hardware. He's the unified champ. That's the facts.
Yeah.
Those are the facts. Facts are he's the A side. That's the facts.
I hope all the UK callers are listening. Are they listening to this?
Listen, and you can go back and clip it, and I would never cut you off when you want to recite it. Like, you want to just press play. Like, go back. He's the A side. He's in control. But again, I will never believe what Eddie Hearn is saying on this topic simply because in yesterday's interview, He said AJ has told him that Deontay has been emailing him and AJ's been forwarding it to Eddie Hearn, right? Also replying. And you heard what Eddie said was in the emails. The way that Deontay was begging another champion to not allow this fight to fall apart. Those are the actions of a man that is willing to do everything. Attach that to the fact that he took a career low payday for a unification undisputed bout in the heavyweight division. There's no way I could believe the other guy. And I know that you don't.
Yeah, he didn't.
I know that you don't. I know that you don't. I know that you're just doing your part, you know, for Union Jack and you're waving your flag. I know that you don't. And it's okay. I know it. You know, you have to be the villain. And you know what? You should take the line from Scarface right now and use it so that you could be the best villain that anybody will ever see.
I'll just tidy up quickly around them. But
look, I just believe what I believe. I think there's only one man with a contract that apparently has a couple of issues in it that aren't that big a deal, in my opinion. Eddie said he was going to get back to them on the venue. It's obviously going to be Cardiff because of the time of year. And, you know, just try and pan out a date. I don't know why Wilder, who wants the fight, just doesn't sign it. But that's my call anyway. There's obviously other people on the line.
Shitload.
Yeah.
It's Rob's fault. Drive by.
Rob stood on the block.
You're giving two AJ.
You're unloaded.
Listen, you know why, Rob? You know why, Rob? I'm trying to encourage other UK callers to call in by giving UK callers more time because, you know, let's be real. Like I said, there's only like five of you with balls and none of you are named Anthony Joshua.
nice little shot at the end there.
Yeah. Where are my red coats at? The red coats are coming.
Let's
stand
see.
Up, UK.
Let's,
come on.
Yeah, stand up, UK.
He's not that scary. I know.
Look, you know what it was? They remember what happened the last time Eddie called in here, and then I have Finkel and fucking Wilder, and they like, fuck that. UK gets set up on the line.
Well, next time you get Finkel and Wilder on the line, please make sure I'm on the panel. I've got some questions. I've got questions too, yeah?
All right. Let's get out to this looks like a new caller. We're going to go to Rahim or Roman. Roman, help me with your name, my friend. On Skype. R-O-H-M-I-N 95.
Roman.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Roman. You
gotta hit
TV
that mute
in the
sign.
Morning.
You got to hit that mute sign, baby. All right, don't hit it anymore. We're going to let you figure that out. We're going to go out to Prince. What up? Where you calling in from? On Skype.
Yeah, my name is Prince. I'm calling from Finland, man.
Finland, what up?
Finland.
Yo, like, this is my first time calling, so yeah. I'm just a bit upset the fight is not happening. You know, I really, really wanted Joshua to fight Wilder next. It's like the biggest thing in world boxing history. But let's be frank.
Hold on, Finland. Wilder, Roman, you need to mute yourself now. We went to you. You weren't ready. We'll come back to you. Please mute. Yeah, we hear you, but we need you to mute for now. Thank you. Go ahead, Prince.
So I just want to ask, why do Shirley Winkle, Shirley Finkel, whatever the hell the name is, why would it take 4 weeks to sign the initial contract of 12.5 million? Like, why would it take 4 weeks? They know that WBAA or WBOC is on Joshua's net to get a fight with Povetkin on. So why take 4 weeks to sign the initial contract? Why are they on this long string of wasting time? Like, I don't understand that. Why would they do that? It's all bullshit to me. Like, I don't know why. So I feel Joshua wants to fight, yeah? Wilder wants to fight. But the team is, I don't know if they are wasting time or they just don't want the fight to happen now. So that's my point. Like, I don't think both you guys don't want to fight, but the teams are just wasting time for no reason. And you're doing the fans a disservice because I really want to see the fight. Because I feel Joshua will knock the fuck out of Wilder. Easy.
Well, all right, brother. Good call. You know, what do you think about that theory, right? Like, I thought about that myself. Like, can it be the mitigators? Can it be Eddie slowing emails and Shelly Finkel himself holding on to emails longer than they need to. While both fighters want this fight, both handlers, right? Both handlers know it's not the right time.
Trying to
because the same way that I'm putting the blame on Eddie, saying Eddie is saying, let me take the heat for you, Joshua. Maybe Shelly is doing the same thing. Maybe Shelly Finkel was doing the same thing by not replying to the email in time so that this fight doesn't happen, because like he said on the ESPN article, it was a bullshit offer. So why would he want his fighter to take a bullshit offer? If he could somehow leave the blame on the table, and then in April the fight happens and it's bigger, it's a better pot, or they negotiate a better pot, I don't know. It's another shot at negotiating, though. But I like his theory. I like the theory of both managers, advisors,
co-promoters,
the mitigators causing the issues that the fighters know nothing about.
And you know what? It's sort of like they ran the clock. They ran the clock until there was no more time and they had to face somebody else. They had these guys already in thought. Brazil, I speak of. Povetkin, I speak of. They had these guys already in the works. There was already a contingency plan in play. So congratulations on the coup de grace of tricking the fans and having us fucking souped up for this 2018 unification heavyweight matchup. Hasn't been a unified champion since Lewis. We thought we were going to get a 2018. You guys ran the clock NBA style.
Yo, you know, fuck, man. It has been an hour and a half.
This yeah.
will be a quick one. We really got to go to drive by now. This is just ridiculous. It's way too
much. I mean, and we got other things that we might come back with, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, today's Thursday, so we got obviously Thursday's show. I just wanted to give them a good morning show, but we got to get on drive by. We're giving everybody 30 seconds. So, yeah. All right. Roman, go for it.
What's up? Yeah, okay. Can you hear me? Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. It's not the best.
All right. Cool. I'm sorry if it's not the best, but hopefully it comes through. I don't know why anyone's not discussing the fact that the WBA has been ordering Eddie and putting pressure on him to make the fight happen, or in terms of getting extensions. As he said in his interview yesterday on IFL, he's getting extensions week by week just to get Wilder to sign the fight. So why can't we look at it on the other way around? What if Wilder's team is aware of this and they're like, you know what, Eddie, we're going to let them keep putting pressure on you. And on the flip side, you're going to have to up your offer to sign this deal with me so I get paid more than I'm worth. Because Wilder's not worth that much, getting paid $2 million in his last fight. Million before that, million. That's all good. Cut that's it, big numbers.
Cut it. Oh, man.
I like the you know, the kind of reverse role type of point of view that you mentioned. I mean, where does the Wilder team benefit in that? You know what I mean?
Well, he's saying that by not accepting it, they renegotiate for a better offer.
90 seconds.
Let's go out to 734-731. First time caller.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, brother? What's your name? Where you calling from?
I just want to make three quick points. Cameron TV from Michigan.
Cameron TV?
His first time calling?
Timer TV.
Oh, Timer. Yeah. Timer.
60 seconds.
Okay, quick point. I bet money that Povetkin gets a high 20 split or a low 30 split, and the UK fans are stupid. Wilder is AJ's biggest payday. Period. Cut the bullshit. I'm out. Good day.
Yeah, they don't care about that because they know that he's going to make good money with anybody else. 305-496.
Ness, what's good, fam? I just want to see what, more people
what's your ask name, brother?
Questions about this Dazn situation. Tony.
Oh. Tony.
I'm good?
Yeah, go for it.
Hello?
Yep.
Yeah. I just want to see more people ask questions about Dazn. I don't know if you guys saw, but
10 seconds
to tweet Eddie Hearn again, saying that Wilder does see with Showtime. And to me, I interpret that as Hearn wants Wilder on Dazn. But what's that mean for Joshua? Does he have two fights on Dazn, three fights on Dazn? I highly doubt it's a fight-by-fight deal. But I hope that we could dissect that situation.
Well, all right. Tony, thank you for calling in. We're going to go out to Mark on Skype. Mark, talk to me.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? This whole thing, like, Eddie, is just hypocrisy over and over and over again. Because, like, last time we were talking about Eddie Hearn, I pretty much said that he's been stalling the deal out. And it's kind of been proven because recently he was complaining about Dillian White with Brazil and Brazil being made mandatory over White. But what Wilder wanted was to have this fight before Povetkin so he would know that this fight was genuinely going to happen. That's the reason there's a complaint from Wilder. And whilst Eddie's like pushing for this to happen, he knows that the pay-per-view won't happen for September in the US. So there's no chance at all of that fight even taking place with Wilder in September. So he was going to push the fight further back, and he knew that from the very beginning. So he's being a hypocrite on both points once again. So I don't really see what anyone's saying, to be honest, about Eddie trying to push this fight because he's really, really trying to like get it back.
Mark, thanks for calling in. Try to get in sooner, brother. We are on drive-by. We're going out to the
Ireland. Stand up.
Ireland. We're actually going to. Shit, there's so many fucking numbers here, bro.
We're going to start writing it down.
No, I am. It's New Orleans for sure. Oh, is it NO?
Fuck. Yo, Johnny on the chat. Add me on Skype. Ness. Ain't you supposed to add him? I don't know.
Yeah, he's got to send a friend request.
Good, what's good?
504, where you calling in from? Up, what's your name?
Hey, man, I'm calling from New Orleans, man. It's Max AC, man. What's going on, fellas? Hey, look, man, I know this
morning. Wait. You said Max B?
Max AC, like the architect.
Oh, Max
AC.
AC.
From New Orleans, keeping it cool down there.
Go for it, brother.
Yeah, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is, fellas. But look, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end mine about it. You feel me? Look, this whole thing, y'all got to understand, man, the boxing narrative right now is ridiculous, man. I'm really not really respecting the narrative because look at this. Once AJ knocked out Povetkin, you feel me? Once AJ flew Povetkin, right, and Wilder, he's going to get his opportunity to step in the ring then. It's going to be a face-off with Joshua and Wilder, wherever that fight is going to take place, if it's in the UK or Russia, you must understand that Wilder is going to get his opportunity to face off with AJ, and the fight is going to be massive. Y'all thinking y'all got 300 boxers and callers or whatever right now? Just imagine when that face-off happens. Man, y'all box is going to blow up about 700, 800, because you already know it's a business, man. Everybody in this, I'm not saying everybody, because I love y'all. I love the LTBC. I love, you know what I'm saying, watching and being a supporter of y'all channels. But this boxing narrative thing, man, it's got to stop, man. We got to start using common sense. This whole fast food, we want it now kind of thing. It's ridiculous, man. Once AJ and Wilder had that face off, can you imagine how more bad that fight's going to be? We just got to be patient. Let AJ.
But Max.
Cut it.
Max, remember it's drive-by, but I just want to rebuttal you with Canelo gave Triple G a face-off and then did three more fucking pay-per-views or two pay-per-views before he even fought Triple G. So, like, face-off don't mean shit. Yeah, it's going to spike numbers that day, but it doesn't mean that the fight is happening. Fucking Tyson Fury got in the ring with Deontay. There's epic photos and videos of that. That fight didn't happen. Yeah,
walking to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. But let's go out to what happened.
It was a hell of a show.
Yeah, it was a hell of a show. It got great numbers. I mean, I was out there. I got great numbers with Tyson, but it didn't mean shit.
Tyson was rocking too.
Hell yeah, he was drunk. Let's fucking get out to New Jersey. We're going ahead of Gut. Talk to me.
What's going on, peoples?
Good morning. Good morning.
Head of gut, you gotta get off. You gotta get off that speakerphone or close those windows in the car, Playboy. You killing us with the background noise. You know. Let me know. You ready? Let me go out to Freddie and PA so you get those windows up. Freddie, talk to me.
All right. Good morning, everybody, man. Great show, bro. I love this show. Hey, everything Eddie says has to be questioned. How you got a $1 billion organization with Dez and you lose every purse bid? Show me the $1 billion. I want to see the $1 billion. I don't believe him. He lost the Pulev, Dylan White purse bid. Every time you turn around, he's losing the purse bid. But you got a $1 billion franchise.
Well, all right, Freddie. Thanks for calling.
You understand me?
We understand. We understand. Head of gut, talk to me.
What's happening? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Loud and clear. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, brother. Yo, I called in yesterday, right? I'm going to reiterate what I said yesterday. They are saving Eddie Hearn's ass, man. He don't have nobody after this boy. He don't have nobody after the Joshua dude. It's like, all right, let's look at 50 Cent with SMS. He tried. His whole shit fell to shambles. They're not trying to have that. Matchroom, England, they trying to come up. They got a champion who won the gold medal, right? London, England ain't really had too much, like, far as in the boxing realm with champions and fighters. They had their chance, but this guy right here, with him winning a gold medal in what year? 2015, whenever it was, 13, whatever. They're riding this wave. They cannot afford to let this man jump in there and get his damn head knocked off right now. It's common sense, man. It's common sense. We calling in, we arguing and talking about this shit. Like my man just said from New Orleans, they going to fight. They going to fight. And Joshua's lunch meat. It's like this. The promoter is no fighter is a punk. I'm going to take that back. Ain't no fighter scared of none of that. But because of their career, they getting in the ring. What they doing is, you know, it's a gladiator sport. So I can't call them scared. But what Eddie Hearn is doing is making Joshua look real chicken-hearted, man. He's looking chicken-hearted. And the facts of what he's saying, and their facts, is showing it. It's showing where he...
All right, head of gut. Thanks for calling in. Wow, that was the worst drive-by we've ever done. Like, I didn't give anybody 30 seconds.
I think everybody was just drive-by, and then it went around the block, came back again, went around the block, came back again.
Whatever you ain't killed the first time you came through spraying, I'll let you come back around because my drive-bys was long today. Damn. Sean Newton again proves to be a pussy. He ain't calling.
Hey, did we read the super chats? I mean, I know one of the.
Oh yes, we got to read Andres, right?
Andres and another one. I think it was DeVille. I didn't catch the name.
I think it's just Andre. Let me see. Mm-mm. Actually, you're right. Daryl says Eddie the new Don King. Hashtag slave deals. Hashtag run AJ. And Andre Diagonu says AJ don't want to risk corporate dollars in fighting Wilder. Ness, what are the chances Wilder signs the deal for April? Hashtag scared AJ. Hashtag lowball Eddie. I mean, I tell you, there's a narrative, man. I don't know. I wonder. Because look, Timothy Bradley, right? I don't know if you know this story, but Timothy Bradley, after he was granted the win with Manny Pacquiao, received so many death threats.
Get
so
the much fuck fan.
Yeah, bro. He received so much fan hatred. He went into depression.
Oh, man.
For his life. So I wonder how it is for AJ, like now that the possession is switching and he, you know, he's got it, like Timothy said, he had to stay away from social media. You know what I mean? Shout out to Timothy, just got a multi-year extension on ESPN. They just extended him. He's going to be doing the telecasting with Joe Tessitore and Mark Kriegel now for the next multi-years, right? They didn't specify how many, so multi. But yeah, nah, man, it was tough for Tim. I wonder, does it get tough for AJ, or is it getting tough, you know, to start seeing? Because some UK fans don't sound like all our callers, right? Like, there's some that are on the opposite side of things. So, you know, who knows how he feels. It's just interesting. I don't know. This has been an interesting thing. Like, we wanted to continue to do what we said we were going to do, which is bring you a morning show so that you can have some boxing talk on your commute. If you enjoy the hard work we put in around here, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up button. It costs you absolutely nothing. It helps with the visibility of the show. It lets other boxing fans know that there's a place that they can call in and voice their opinion. Also, you can head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. It's really our backbone. It's what ensures that we stick around and we bring you this content every single day. Obviously, it is not easy to do so. So
it is hard to continue developing new content and covering the sport as thorough as we do without contributions from loyal listeners like you. If you enjoyed listening to the Boxing Voice Radio and find it informative and entertaining, please consider making a donation.
Sean Newton has a Tandy computer. That's why he's in the chat. He has no phone. Yo, Sean's been listening for a while, so he's never called. Like, that's the scariest thing. So, do me.
I mean, what I got to say about this, we'll leave on this note. I feel like, you know, shout out to KM Star. The business overruled the legacy and career over legacy on this one. And it didn't happen for this year, 2018, but... Sure enough, like the recent caller just said, this shit's just getting hotter and juicier. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's expecting these champions to lose to those guys, even though the threat is very, very much real. But we can hope to get this 2019 for sure. Hopefully these guys stay champions, stay in the winning column, and this fight doesn't get ruined. We're going to get it, guys. This fight's going to happen. So let's just move forward. Shout out to Espinoza. Shout out to Steven Espinoza. Shout out to Shelly Finkel. Shout out to Eddie Hearn. The least to say I got to say is you guys are brilliant. And I guess you're moving your fighters the way you want to move. The fans.
Ooh, B Dilla, do me. You got to go hard on the UK trolls, too.
Ooh, you got to go hard. I can't really go too hard, though, because, like I said, I got my opinions about AJ, and I definitely know AJ ain't the ducker. And like KM said, I'm starting to just see after all the dust is clear, and now we can see what exactly was going on. And you know, after this Eddie Hearn and Espinoza rant on Twitter, it's just both of you guys delayed on this. Both of you guys had a contingency plan. No, the ones who lost in this was neither of you guys, as sort of
I
speak.
I see all those little Kelbrook Amir Khan fans in the chat.
And, you know, I might not definitely know nothing, but in the end, guys, we don't definitely know shit because we're not sitting in the negotiation tables and we definitely can't get
into I know a Johnny pick motherfucking Kelbrook and Khan. That's what I know.
Kelbrook and Khan?
Yep. He picked them. He picked Khan over Danny. And Kelbrook over Spence. Mm. And he know he going to pick Joshua over Deontay.
Well, now that we know, you know, I got to get this list going. I'm trying to serve Crow Shepherd Pie every Sunday from now on. You guys have been missing out on this Crow Shepherd Pie. I'm taking lists. I'm taking your name down. You got AJ versus Povetkin coming now. So I want to see who's picking who. Obviously, all the UK fans are going to pick AJ.
Damn, Daryl in the super chat. Fuck Sean Newton. Sean, why you so puss, yo? Why you can't call in, bro? All these guys mad at you. You should just call.
Listen. Call in. Speak your mind. Speak your mind. Speak your mind. We want to hear what you guys got to say. Listen, when we say we the voice of the people, we the voice of the people. That includes the UK, Russia, Finland, Ireland, everywhere. Call in.
Sean must feel like AJ right now, being called pussy and shit. Look at another one. Sean Newton is such a weak little... I won't even say that. Damn, what's up with Danny? Danny, you go OD'ing. You about to be on timeout, man. We out of here. Bye.
Peace.